Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I assist you?
Yes, I just spoke with you about a charge that was not authorized by me that you made. I called the car company to cancel it. They said that I need to call you again and ask you for a refund before we dispute it.
Okay, can I please have your zip code and your first and last name?
761 Robert Marjoram or Kyle Marjoram, 1442 California Avenue, Nash, Oklahoma. When I bought that backpack, it was 3 weeks ago. I never said anything about you charging me in 3 weeks for anything. I did not authorize this charge today.
Okay, I see that you ordered a tactical bag.
I did order the tactical bag for the small price of $7.95 shipping and handling due to a survey that I took from a text message I got. So what is this, a big scam you guys got to sell somebody something for real cheap and then use their card information later? Because that's what it seems like to me. I didn't order anything back then for $39.95. I gave no authorization to pay $39.95 at a future date. So I want you to cancel my order and send me my money back. Are you going to do it, or do I have to dispute it, go through the card company, and then get all my money back that way?
Your account's already been canceled. I can offer you a 35% refund.
My money. Do I get my money back?
I can offer you a 35% refund.
35% is not acceptable. I did not authorize this charge. I want 100% back.
I can refund you 35%.
I'm sorry, that's not acceptable. You can either deal with the car company through a lawsuit, or you can settle this now. It's up to you.
I can offer you a 35% refund.
Okay, well, but I can offer you a day in court. How's that? You'll be speaking to my car company. They're going to dispute it. You're lucky if you get your money. You can handle this right now by canceling it because you know you did that wrongfully. You know you did that illegally. You know you're stealing my money because I didn't authorize anything today.
Yes, sir. Your account's already canceled.
Okay, so what did you take my money for?
It's for the monthly subscription to our online gadget store. With
what
that, you receive...
No, I never authorized any online subscription to anything. What I did was took a survey and paid for the tactical chose an item and paid for it. If you got something hidden in there, that's sneaky as fuck. And that's bullshit. You shouldn't be like that. That's not on the up and up. That's shady. That's bad business. So what do you want to do about it? You can still offer me 35%?
I can offer you a 35% refund.
I only want 100%.
Yeah, you fucking don't get it. You used to think you could steal people's money days after they order something without them knowing, hoping they don't check their account. I know how you work. Okay. Thanks. I recorded this, by the way. Bye.